All right. Anybody who would like to testify in opposition to this bill?
I'm sorry, Senator Moore. If you ever buy, you can still buy smelts. If you're buying smelts, smell them. If they don't smell like cucumbers, they're not fresh. A fresh smelt smells like a cucumber. Oh, they got it, freshly cut. Right? Am I right? Okay. You don't want to know. We'll leave it at the cucumber. Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler. My name is Joint State Committee of the Marine Resources Committee. My name is Patrick Kelleher, Commissioner at DMR, and I am testifying on behalf of the department in opposition to LD 593. LD 593 proposes to allow a person to take 4 quarts of smelt for personal use. Currently, the taking of smelts is limited by DMR regulation. Because the smelt population is generally quite poor in the western part of the state and somewhat stronger in the eastern part of the state, the existing regulation divides the state into 3 management zones. Within each zone, the take of smelt is most strictly limited from March 15th to June 30th, because this is the most critical and vulnerable time of their life cycle when spawning fish congregate in the small coastal streams and become very vulnerable for harvest. By tailoring the limit to each zone, DMR has been able to provide an ongoing opportunity for folks who are interested in dip netting smelts when they are spawning, with offering adequate protections for the resource. The current limitations are as follows. In Zone 1, which is New Hampshire to Owl's Head, a person may fish for smelt by hook and line only, no dipping because of the state of the stock, from October 1 through December 31st. Or through the ice when ice is present, which isn't very often. The daily limit is 4 quarts. I added that isn't very often part because it's not as the daily limit is 4 quarts, except when there is still ice after March 15th. The person may continue to fish for smelt by hook and line through the ice. Again, no dipping with a daily limit of 2 quarts per person. In Zone 2, which is Owl's Head to Naskag Point, which is in Brooklyn, a person may fish for smelt by hook and line or with a dip net from March 15th to June 30, but may only take 1 quart of smelt and may not fish for smelt on Tuesdays and Wednesdays during the rest of the year. Only hook and line is allowed, and the daily limit is 4 quarts. And in Zone 3, from Naskag Point or Brooklyn to the Canadian border, a person may fish for smelt by hook and line or with a dip net from March 15 to June 30 and may take 2 quarts of smelt. During the rest of the year, there is no limit on take. The proposed change in regulations would allow a person to take 4 quarts of smelt regardless of zone or time of year. The department has significant concerns about this increased opportunity and take given the current state of the smelt population. Historically, the range of rainbow smelt extended as far south as Chesapeake Bay and up through the Canadian Maritimes. Today, they have long been extirpated through a portion of their range and are found only only north of Long Island. In 2004, NOAA designated rainbow smelt as a species of concern. In 2012, Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts did develop a regional conservation plan for smelt in the Gulf of Maine with a focus on collecting data needed to monitor their current population and get a better understanding of the cause of its decline. In 2020, Maine DMR has been participating in a collaborative effort with conservation organizations, including the Gulf of Maine Research Institute, the Nature Conservancy, and the Down East Salmon Federation, using citizen scientists to conduct a coastwide spring spawning smelt survey. Thus far, the data indicates no increase in the number of known spawning streams or the number of spawning smelt. Most coastal streams and historic habitat no longer support smelt spawning. The few streams that do support relatively large numbers of spawning smelt seem to be maintaining those populations, while other streams remain in decline. Similarly, our longest time series or data set, our fall and spring trawl surveys, both show a decline in trends in mean catch per tow, and I've attached graphs to my testimony so you can see that decline. Under Title 12 MRS Section 6171, the legislature has provided the Commissioner of Marine Resources rulemaking authority to promote the conservation and propagation of marine organisms by limiting their take by time, method, number, weight, length, and location. This is in recognition of the fact that limits should be established in consideration of the best scientific information and should be responsive to changes in the status of the resource. Where daily limits exist, they are almost exclusively established in regulation. The department is always mindful of the need to balance fishing opportunities with what resources can support. And throughout our geographically detailed regulations, we have tried to do that with smelt. We recognize that there is a longstanding important cultural tradition of harvesting from smelt runs in the springtime, and we have tried to accommodate that to a degree that will not hasten their decline. An increase in the limit of proposed is likely to negatively impact the remaining smelt runs. For this reason, the department asks you to vote ought not to pass on LD 593. And I would point out the lead scientist on the smelt issue for the department, no longer with the department. The advice, scientific advice that I got from the New Hampshire border all the way to Brooklyn was to close the fishery altogether. That was the scientific advice. Think of the Kennebec River and the economic impact just on a few small operations in the months of January, February, and March for just renting smelt shacks. We didn't go that far. We took a more direct approach by protecting that spawning run, protecting that spawning run of smelts as they're coming into the brooks. And that's what that's what's referenced in is present in our regulations today. So, but I'll be happy to answer any questions.